stand up, wave. Everybody knows who you are, obviously. The most important thing that I can come here tonight and tell you, and what a special day, because less than 24 hours, I wouldn't have been able to talk about her tonight, but since she signed her National Letter of Intent today, we knew she was going to do it, but today was the day, and so this allows us to see each other. It's a dead period. Compliance-wise, we wouldn't be able to see each other, but since the letter's been signed, sealed, and delivered, we get a chance to spend some time here tonight. But so impressed, and I know you guys are too, just with her entire family, the work ethic, just the high character, the heart posture, the competitive drive on the court, off the court, and absolutely everything she does. And I just feel like she's going to elevate our program in so many ways, and we feel really, really blessed having her family. So I love you, girl. I'm looking forward to the next 4 years. I know I've only got 2 minutes, but I'm going to try. He said, you got 2 minutes. I said, don't give me a mic and tell me I got 2 minutes. It's not going to work. But we talked about this because recruiting the boarders around the state is really important to us. And we've got a tremendous player in Haley Frank from Stratford, Missouri. I'm sure you guys are familiar with her. We've had kids from, or young ladies from small towns like Mercer, Missouri, and Montrose, Missouri. But pretty soon, we're going to have a competition within a competition. So we're going to put Stratford against West Plains and see who can get the most people at our game. So you guys better get ready for that. Yeah. Bring some busloads up. That'll be fun. Really proud of our growth of our team this year. After Sophie Cunningham graduated, our all-time leading scorer, went on to play in the WNBA, we hit some speed bumps. And so this last offseason was really big for us. And I'm really proud of the growth that I've seen on the court and in that locker room. Not satisfied by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm proud of the growth. And I'm really excited in this offseason that I feel really blessed that we've got the right people on that bus. And it does. That culture is everything to me. For us, our core values, love unconditionally, serve intentionally, live gratefully, pursue excellence, and fall in love with the process. And I will not compromise on those standards and expectations that we have for our program. I will not apologize for holding our players to those standards on a day-to-day basis, on the court, off the court, in their personal lives. And I believe that's how you win at a very, very high level. And we've got kids that have worked really hard over the young ladies, young athletes. I'm getting older. At 28, I should be calling them kids, right? Young ladies that have worked extremely hard over the last couple weeks. I've just always been a believer in the chemistry and the culture. And I'm really excited about the work ethic and what I'm seeing on the court right now. Again, really proud of the growth that we've had. We were probably one game away from making the NCAA tournament. And that pains me. Trust me, it'll sit with me. March 13th was selection show Sunday, and I just will not get out of my head until next year. But that's okay, because that just continues to drive us. I feel like we were one game away from making the tournament. Had a big win against South Carolina. Obviously, that was a resume builder. Felt like our backs were against the wall, but we went to Florida and won against the number 15 team in the country. Thought that one would get us in, but we became a bubble team. And the bottom line is, don't put yourself in a position to be a bubble team. Control what you can control, and we've got to do a better job in that area. So we've got growth that needs to happen in this offseason. We'll really continue to focus on the defensive end. I think that's where some of our struggles were. Offensively, we're the most efficient team in the SEC from the three-point line and from the field goal or from the field. And so offensively, I really like where we're at. Defensively, we've got to make some changes and improve in those areas. But to me, it comes down to grittiness, toughness, a passion for the game, and honestly a sisterhood, that you're going to go battle for the person to the right and left of you. And that's what we've always been known for, is that locker room. They come in as teammates and they leave as sisters. And I think that's really powerful when you have that kind of culture. And that's exactly why 3 years ago we were a top 10 team in the country. That's exactly why 3 years ago we were top 4 in the SEC. Because when you have that culture, magic happens. And, you know, I'm really excited about the girls we've got returning. And then our players coming in with Ashton and Avery from Rock Bridge. And then we'll probably add maybe one or two from the portal. And but they're going to be the right kids with the right core values and people that really want to come because of the substance that we have at the University of Missouri. Great leadership. Really blessed to work alongside the other coaches. really excited for the football season. Coach Drake and what he's been doing, has been working that portal hard, and just so much respect for him. I'm excited to get to know Dennis Gates. Just a couple interactions, man, he's rolling. He came in and just worked and worked and worked. And so I'm excited for you guys to get to know him too. Just all of our sports from top to bottom. I think we've got a special group of coaches, and we appreciate, I've heard some of you guys talk about getting up to softball games and Larissa and volleyball games and gymnastics. What a fantastic year they've had. And so it all matters. And we just really appreciate it so much. So I better give this mic up or we'll keep going for another half hour. Someone's going to start pointing at the watch. But I appreciate you guys being here. Thank you.